world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, it's kind of hard to get back in the saddle after 3 days off. I don't know when the last time I ever had a three-day vacation like that, but every morning when I got up, I wanted to do a show. I don't know where you guys are or what you think. I've gotten to the point where, you know, my wife, God bless my wife, she was having some emotional struggles this weekend. I'm not being critical of her. She's an emotional creature. And then she said, you know, the only nourishment I'm getting is from the show. I get spiritual nourishment from the show, yada, yada, yada. And didn't have the show for 3 days. And she was, who do you guys go to if Coach Dave Live wasn't here? Where would you go for spiritual nourishment? And then ask yourself this, knowing what you already know and the path that we're kind of running down here, where could you go to church that would scratch that itch? I hope some of you have a place to go. I really don't know. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. So I appreciate all of you being out there. And you know, one of the things you have to be careful is you're never the only one. There's a real exclusionary spirit that wants to get into the body of Christ. Exclusionary spirit. By that I mean this: we're right, you're wrong. And that's what built denominationalism, by the way. We're right and you're wrong. The Bible says this, and we're right and you're wrong. And you say, well, what about this? What does this say, though? If you read the, it says this, well, what about this? And foolish and unlearned questions avoid, for they do engender strifes. And the reality of it is, are you looking at me? Ain't none of us know. Ain't none of us know. And we know this, that Satan is the author of confusion. Confusion. I'm going to tell you something. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly. Yeah, I'm going to pull that up real quickly. The flood reel. I'm not going to spend all the time talking about the flood. But just for us to get an idea of the magnitude of this thing. Hang on, Spencer. And I don't really want to dig into this, but I think this is, do you know, Coach Dave, you see a conspiracy everywhere. Well, no, I don't see a conspiracy everywhere. I see the devil everywhere. Everywhere I look, I recognize it. I've seen. Try to. Do you know that this camp, what was the name of it? Has a weird name, a Christian camp.
Mystic.
Camp Mystic. Spencer, look that up real quick. Mystic. Camp Mystic. Mystic. Obscure, hid, sacredly obscure or secret, remote from human comprehension. Involving some meaning, allegorical, emblematic. Who would ever name a Christian camp Mystic? Now stay with me, because conspiracy central here. You do know, don't you, that Camp Mystic has been around a long time, and that it is a camp for the elite. Tell me you know that. Now let me take you back a little bit. Back in 1972, 73. I think that's right. It could have been 72 and 73. I was counselor at a camp in Maine. Hey, Spencer, maybe you can look this up while I'm talking here. Camp O-at-K-A. Camp No. Take camp. Now, put camp, space, then O dash A T dash K A. Camp Oatka. My sophomore year in college, I spent a summer at Camp Oatka as a counselor. Southeastern Maine. You hearing that up there? Mike Heath and y'all, I was in Maine, Sebago Lake, Maine. And you know what it was? It was a camp where, Christian camp, it was a camp where people sent their children for all month, all summer. There it is. People would send that, folks, it wasn't cheap. And they sent their children to Camp Oatka. And in my mind, parents got a vacation. Parents would send the kids to Oatka, and they would fly to Europe. They would do, I'm not making any of this up. I had a wonderful experience at Camp Oatka. But I understand somewhat how these things work. By the way, at Camp Oatka, you had to be initiated into, golly, I can't even remember what the heck, I don't want to call it Masonic, Knights of something. Oh, yeah. Hang on with me. The 800 kids at this camp, I think, that, not Oatka. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you who was at this camp. They weren't everyday run-of-the-mill Billy and Bobby down the street. These were the elite. If you do some research, you find out that the Bushes kids had gone to this camp. I hear you guys spin, say, oh, here you go, conspiracy. I'm just telling you. Now, something crazy is going on. Play that flood reel. Let me stop a second. Okay, hang on. Go ahead and pull that up here. Many of you have seen it, but I want to make a point. That's not it, is it? It says flood reel number two. Is anybody noticing? Anybody noticing other than me? Unbelievably crazy weather things. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Folks, you tell me this is normal. Now, hang on. We find out today that the weather, they did issue a warning that there's a flood, could be a flood coming. They did it, issue the warning. I can't even imagine in our lifetime ever seeing anything like this. Go ahead and just play it real quickly. Okay, we can't even begin to understand how horrific that is. And I looked at those pictures of those young girls. It was a girls' camp for the most part. Those young girls who died. I got 10 grandbabies. I can't even imagine the grief. And I'm not making fun of anybody or anything like that. I'm not trying to score political points. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes and understand that we're in a spiritual war. Now, if you could, real quickly for me, pull up 2 Timothy. I just tell Michelle as I came down. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, folks, hang on. You do know this, that in the first generation, first century, they thought they were in the last days. Read the book of Revelation. Some of them thought they were in the first. They thought they were in the end times then, okay? So this is not a sign of the end times. This what we're about to read here is what happens when the unregenerated heart of man is not controlled. This is what you're about to read is the consequences of ungodliness, okay? Don't look at this as an end times. Paul's saying here, this is going to happen because here's the cause, okay? This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Why are perilous times going to come, Paul? Because men are going to be lovers of their own selves. They're going to be covetous. They're going to be boasters and proud and blasphemers and disobedient to parents and unthankful and unholy and without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of... Folks, are you looking at our culture and our society? Is this a explanation or description of where we are? Number five, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Now look, don't miss this. The form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Hang on, Spencer, go the other way. They're no different than those without natural affection and truce breakers and false accusers and incontinent. What? They're all lobbed into the same pile, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's what all that stuff is. All of that stuff up there that you just read, that we just read, all of it is a result of having a form of godliness, but denying the power. God bless America. As we murder babies, right? Form of godliness. This is the natural consequences of ungodly hearts. This is not necessarily a sign of the end times. This shows us how man is going to degenerate without God. Is anybody with me out there? Understand what I'm saying? This is what this is about. This isn't necessarily an end times thing. Look out at our culture, and it all has to be what? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Go on Facebook. Just go on Facebook and look at the things that people are doing that they're advertising to others. They have no sense of decency, no right and wrong, no embarrassment. Girls showing their whatevers, taking videos of them dancing and acting like whores. They have no shame. Why? Because they have a form of godliness and they don't know the Lord. Have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such men, turn away, and for God's sakes, please don't elect them. Wow, huh? Wow. Spencer, go to, hang on. Oh, I don't want to connect that yet. I don't want to connect it all yet. Because I want to make another connection. I know Craig's probably bursting to get in there. Some of you maybe are bursting to get in. Just bear with me a second. And Spencer, if you would, pull up number one. Pull up number one. Scroll down. Go on down. I'm sorry, but it's right there. Right there. The Georgia Guidestones. Do you know the Georgia Guidestones came down 5 years ago, I think I have it right. I was wrong online. 5 years ago, yesterday. Now, what you see on the screen right now, many of you don't know this. We showed up at the Georgia Guidestones, on whatever the date is. I don't know if I have it there. We showed up at the Georgia Guidestones. Just a band of us from all over the country. We showed up. Nobody was talking about the Guidestones. And there we are. It came from some of the guys in the queue here, right? We showed up there. We prayer walked them. We put stones on the ground. We marked it as holy. Dale Socia, who's I'm the first guy on the right as you look. And then John Loveland's beside me. And then Dale Socia. And Dale brought that cross. We put that cross up on top. It was a big pole. Dale made a great big pole and put that cross up on top of those guidestones. And we prayer walked it. We prayed those things down. It does my heart good to see those folks, some of those faces in there that came all the way down there to do that. And then what happened? 5 years ago today, it came crashing down. Right? We put God's Ten Commandments above the Ten Commandments of the New World Order. There's old Steve Decker there in that back row. Golly, some faces I haven't seen in a lot. OJ's back there. Cypher. Oh, my goodness. And lo and behold, what did we do? We just showed up. We did a prayer walk. Dale brought the cross out in the middle of nowhere. And 5 months, Craig would probably know better than me. 5 months later, those things came falling down. We did it, thank you, November 11th. Why did we do it on November 11th? We did it on, of course, 400 years after the Mayflower Compact. And I don't know if you guys remember this. We were still arguing over the election, over the presidential election. It hadn't been decided yet. Remember all that? And Georgia was one of the key states. So I said, we need to go down and we need to prayer walk Georgia. We need to go to the Guidestones and we need to mark the Guidestones and we need to reclaim it for the cause of Christ. And we did. And how many months later, Craig? Those things came down. By the way.
New beginnings.
New beginnings. By the way, they still don't know why. They still don't know why those stones came down. Now, hang on. Do they know? Just like this flood in, do they really know? How about the fires in Maui? Do they really know? How about the floods in down there in North Carolina and Swannanoa, where they never, ever, ever had rain like that ever before? Is this happening by accident? Look, this makes people nervous because they want to call us a conspiracy theorist. I know this. We showed up and those things came down. I know that. They can say whatever they want to. They can say what caused it. They didn't even really do an investigation. Something supernatural happened at the Georgia Guidestones. Now, if you guys don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are, I'm not going to go into all that today. Do your own research. Something happened there. Hey, Craig, you guys out there, anybody remember when we salted the waters? Remember when we put out water and we put salt in the Ohio River and Craig put it up out there in Maryland? We salted the water down into the Gulf of Mexico. Supernatural actions. The intervention of Christ going on. I'm going to open it up here in just a second. Pull up number two. Look at that Guidestones. That's on, huh? Wow. Clay right there in the middle. Look at this. July 2nd, 2022. The GBI is releasing surveillance video from this morning's explosion that destroyed the Georgia Guidestones. The video showed the explosion and a car leaving the scene shortly after the explosion. No one was injured, but for safety reasons, the structure has been completely demolished without an investigation. Jared, see if you can, or Spencer, see if you can play that. There's a video right there. Video can be viewed here, it says. Nope, go back. Yeah. Watch it. Look at that. You didn't know we did that, did you? What? Does anybody have any idea what possibly caused this? Did the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, did the FBI, did they do an investigation to find out what happened? They said, well, a car drove by. Coach Dave, a car drove by. See? A car drives by. That's what did it. That's what did it, that car driving by. Really? Look over to the left. Look over to the left when it comes back to the beginning. There's an explosion to the left of it. Is it a lightning flash? Start at the beginning, Spencer. Look right there. What was that? Go back. What is that? What is that? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall become, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Hey, friends. That flood wasn't natural. I got to show you this because you probably don't know it. I can't find it. Hang on. I'm going to get you in here, I promise. Something's going on. And all these unnatural disasters looking like natural disasters. Come on in, Michelle. I got more.
I'll be quick.
Hang on, Michelle. By the way, now evidently there is no Epstein list. I don't know if you saw that or not. There is no Epstein list. Go ahead, Michelle.
You guys didn't think you were going to see the Epstein list, did you? Good morning, team. I just dropped a link in the chat for anybody who's interested. The first 30 seconds gives an idea of why the elite may have taken such interest in taking those guidestones down so quickly. There was a video very similar to this one. I can't find the one. It's been scrubbed. But it had over 100,000 views, and people were actually making their own little pilgrimages to the Georgia Guidestones to see if what these people were saying was true.
Get ready to play that. Get ready. Folks, do you understand that these Georgia, we can go into the history of it. If some of you don't know, I'm sorry that you don't know. But these things came down. They exploded. They were a big tourist attraction. Friends, they did no investigation. They tore them down the next day without an investigation. Short clip from Rochelle. Go ahead.
Hold up, bro. Did you know that this thing, there's this hole right here? See that hole? It lines up with Polaris, the North Pole Star, all year. If you look at nighttime through up on the other side, that hole goes up, and the North Pole Star is right in the middle, and it happens year-round. This is actually proof that the Earth is a flat, stationary Earth. And that's why this costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to build, yeah. Right? This is what they want for the New World Order, of course. Yeah. But the point is, they know what the Earth is, right? This thing wouldn't work if the Earth was spinning 1,000 miles an hour, shooting 66,000 miles per hour around the sun. It literally wouldn't work. It gets even worse, though, guys. On the side here, it's actually a calendar. So if you see this right here, this is a calendar. So if you look through this, you can track the sun every day throughout the year. There's a certain year where it will be right in the middle on the solstice. It's a calendar. Okay? They buried a time capsule over here. Yep. And it tells you all about the astronomical abilities of it, right? This is some crazy stuff. So channel through stone indicates celestial pole. That's a little hole that you see the North Star through every day for thousands of years. Horizontal slot indicates annual travel of sun, which is that right there, which is how you get the solstice. Sunbeam through the capstone marks noontime throughout the year. There's a slit in the top. When it's exactly 12 o'clock, the sun will be right in the middle of it. This is because the sky does the same thing and resets every year. This will always be accurate. That's why I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars building it. Or it would be a waste of money, right? It would only be right 1 year or something. So pretty wild stuff, man. And of course, at the top right here, the Babylonian cuneiform. Yep. So that's when everyone had one language. And then it broke up. That's what this is all about. Babylon, one language. It breaks up into all these other languages. Down there are the modern languages, which are what the eight are printed on. And they say, on the English translation, unite the entire world with a single living language. They want to go back to Babylon, bro. And they're not trying to hide it. It literally says it. And it says, let these be guidestones to an age of reason.
Okay. I don't spend all day on the Georgia Guidestones. I want you to know that the enemy is real, okay? The enemy is real. We showed up. We prayer walked it supernaturally. They fell down. They didn't even do an investigation as to what made those things come down. Kevin, come on in.
Getting to those floods there in Central Texas.
Yep.
I was going to be a meteorologist when I was a young man, and I've studied weather patterns across Texas and all across the southern part of the country. In 1987, that same area, that same Christian camp, had a flood at that time. The flood at that time got 29.6 feet. And that was 1987. They weren't really modifying the weather too much. The problem that we've got now is that there are actual companies. One company that's been funded by a big time guy by the name of Peter Thiel, that they actually issued weather modification permits and cloud seeding permits in March of this year to this company. Rainmaker was the name of the company.
I have the email, Kevin.
So that area is prone to floods. In fact, the biggest flood that the flood that just happened was the third biggest flood they've in the last 150 years since they've been keeping records. That was the third biggest flood. The biggest flood was in 1902 when a 40.2 foot wall of water went down through there. This wall was 34.6 feet. So it's the problem is that there's been a tremendous amount of growth there, but there's also been a big time drought in that area for a long time. So people get complacent and they don't.
It isn't about that. It isn't about any of that. It's about weather modification, folks.
It is weather modification.
Now, this is so deep. They're doing everything they can right now. Hang on, James, I'm coming. Doing everything right now to try to blame it on Trump. Oh, he cut back on the weather front. He cut back on all that stuff. They're trying to do everything they can now to discredit him. And that's neither here nor there, but something's happening here. James, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, I was looking for a show on Friday. I was like, where are them guys? It's like, where everybody was. Hey, you know, if you think it's bad now, regardless of what wicked men do and what, when the restrainer is removed, you think it's going to be really these wicked demons that come
in. Let me stop you a second, though, James. That's what it talks about there in Timothy in the last days. Why? Because the Spirit of God is removed. Now, God didn't remove the Spirit, but the people removed the Spirit. That's what brings perilous times. There's no restraining. There's no restraint. There's no right and wrong. Do whatever you want to do. That's where we are right now. Now, whether it is the end of days, that's another thing. But we know this. When you remove Christ and morality and the Holy Spirit, perilous times are going to come. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. I mean, we have this thing called the law of sin and death. The more sin there is, the more iniquity it comes through. But you know, Messiah said before he returns, this is an end times thing. You can't separate it. I mean, I don't know if you really look at everything that's going on, it's just not the United States. It's everywhere.
Because the Holy Spirit is represented by water.
Huh? Amen. That's true. Yeah.
Fire and water. Fire of the Holy Spirit and the water of the anointing. And you look around at what's going on and you tell me there isn't something supernatural going on in regards to the water. Joe Allen, go.
At the same time frame, we had Randy having us going out staking the federal courthouses.
Right.
When a guy shows went down. Awful curious. I went out there. After we did that staking at the federal courthouses in our local states, there was nothing there but grass.
So my wife said to me, Joe, my wife said to me, either this morning or last night, she says, you know, because we were talking about this Georgia Guidestone, we used to go do this stuff all the time. We used to go do this all the time. And you know how they stopped it? Anybody out there know how they stopped it? Does anybody out there know how they stopped it?
COVID. Yep. Pastor Clint went out there as well.
Yep. COVID.
There was nothing. And we had also, Coach, when we was there, we had the Ten Commandments.
Yep. We did. So my wife kicked me in the butt the other day. She says, when are you guys going to start doing this stuff again? I heard you, honey. Dale.
Yeah, hallelujah, Coach. I think that's one of the only few good reasons why I like Facebook is watching some of these memories to come up. You know, these are like landmarkers for us where the Lord himself uses those things as landmarkers. My message yesterday was on the knowledge of God. We have rejected the knowledge of God. And when you look up Noel Webster's definition on knowledge, it talks about the science and the facts, the all-knowing of God. And, Coach, crazy it must look when believers who are in the hands of God, because nobody can snatch them out of hands of God, claw their way out of God's hand. Why? Because of their lust and the desires in their own heart. Romans chapter 1, exactly that. And you know, when we have that, when we listen to God's still small voice, Coach, I wasn't planning of making a 29-foot cross and bringing it. The day before, the Lord said, bring a cross. And I was bringing the Ten Commandments. Lord, I'm bringing...
Put the picture back up, please.
I went to Lowe's, Coach, and I laid that thing out in the aisle, and people thought I was nuts. What the heck is he doing? 29-foot down the aisle, and I made that thing. And then I set it up by my house just because I had to see, does it work? And it was these 10-foot sections of PVC, 4-inch tubes. Coach, when we hear God's voice, it'll sound crazy in our head and crazy to man. But when we're obedient and we put landmarkers like that, and what Rochelle's video said, hey, when the truth comes out, we got to whack them. We gotta hide the evidence, because now the Christians have shown up to expose their lie, and they've got to destroy their own evidence.
Amen. Boom. So, friend, looking at that picture right now, I don't know if you let me point out a couple things. Of course, there's the cross that Dale talked about. Dale formed that, drove that all the way from Cajun country, Louisiana, brought that cross, put it up there. Behind it, right in the middle, are two copies of the Ten Commandments written in stone. Who brought those? Does anybody remember?
I did.
Dale. So those are two copies of the Ten Commandments. We got the cross, and we got the shofar. Alan Zeifer's got the shofar in his hand over here on the left-hand side of the picture. And we came, and we declared Jesus Christ is King. We put the cross above it. We put the Ten Commandments at the base of it. We prayer walked it. We dropped stones. Steve Deck was dropping stones everywhere we went. And we declared this null and void to the glory of God. And a few months later, boom, it was gone. And you know what? We don't believe in the supernatural, do we? We don't believe in it. Come on in, Mary Beth.
When you guys were talking about fire and water, I just thought, you know, with that, the Texas flood and, you know, the natural Texas flood, right? And look at all those kids that are missing, Coach. Look at all the kids that are missing. What do you think about that? I mean, they either died or who knows, maybe they were sex trafficked, you know? We don't know. We don't know. I mean, we just don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what happened to those kids. We don't know what happened to those kids, do we? We don't know.
Anyway, what happened?
We don't know.
Right.
Now, hang on. I'm not launching a conspiracy theory, but would you put anything above these folks?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Spencer, I don't know if you can do this real quick. See if you can Google Camp Mystic, Camp of the Elite. See if you can find, see what you find, folks. There's something really, really deep and dark at Camp Mystic.
Hey, Coach, and while he's pulling that up, just this is a little caveat for you. You know who made those Ten Commandments? Isaac Yoder and his dad, Richard Yoder.
Oh, my goodness. Is that right?
Isn't that awesome?
Camp Mystic is a Christian summer camp for girls located in Hunt, Texas. It has a long history serving generations of families, including those from prominent political backgrounds, such as the daughters of LBJ. The Elite. This is a camp for the Christian, so-called Christian elite. You get this, folks? Now, look, this is going to be horrible for me to say this. Well, will you all forgive me as I'm going to pause it? The camp established in 1960 has been a significant institution for Texas women, offering a wholesome Christian atmosphere and various activities aimed at developing personal qualities and self-esteem. What if, come on now. I'm just asking questions. Is this place operated by the Masons? Is this a Masonic camp? I'm just asking the questions. And did the Lord Did he flood the Holy Spirit? Flood this place?
Is that where that is, Coach? In Texas?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So all you folks, all you got to do is dig a little bit. Look, I don't know. I'm just asking the questions. Did the Bush daughters go here? I think the Bush girls went here. I think somebody could do a little bit of research for me right now. Research it. I think the Bush girls went here. Something crazy, huh? Something crazy. Lauren. Camp Mystic Elite.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Let's pray about it and the families that lost their kids and they lost their loved ones to it. And the exposure of what the governor, the Holy Spirit will do exactly what Jesus said he would do. Reveal all truth.
Okay, hang on. Folks, you understand that the Masonic is evil, not necessarily individual Masons. They're deceived. You understand that, friends? Tell me, you understand that, right? It's like the American government. The people in America aren't bad. The government is infiltrated with evil people, right? So the same things happened. Again, remember, the form of godliness, it has a form of godliness to it, doesn't it? But it tells us from such men turn away because it's just a form of godliness. Go ahead, Mary Beth. Or I bring my dead. Go ahead and pray. Plan.
All right, Laura. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Father God, we come boldly into your throne with praising you, thanking you that you are such a good dad. Lord God, we seek you in the courts of heaven. Almighty, whose arm is not too short to save, who's not too short to save America, the people who live here, who dwell here. And Lord God, that we would remember the only way to change is that if we come to you with our shields up, locked and loaded, and actually be the paracletes we're supposed to be and have each other's backs. Be an armor bearer. When we go out and we consistently, as your children, go out into battle, Lord God, without our armor on. And I'm asking you, Almighty God, to forgive us that we do not put on your armor. We put on our armor. So therefore, we're going out there naked, not doing what you called us to do. I'm not a Christian. I'm just a child of the Almighty God. And I'm coming with all of my brothers and sisters, and you know who they are, before in your throne room, in the courts of heaven, but also, Dad, in your living room. Because you're the one who can make everything change. You can turn all this around. You can expose the evil for exactly how nasty and ugly that it is. So Almighty God, first of all, these moms and dads and brothers and sisters, Lord God, that are grieving, losing their children, their loved ones. On a weekend where it was celebrations and fireworks are going off to celebrate, and who knows, maybe those fireworks were where the beings were coming from. And the weather modification happened, but you still control the weather. You still control these people. You're still the God of this earth. Jesus is the one who took the keys back from Satan. He overcame death. And this nation has such a stench of death on it and the blood of innocence, Lord God. I ask you to forgive us. I ask you to forgive us, Almighty God, for not coming to you instead of running our mouths and talking about things and not doing anything about it. We are your hands and feet. We are John 1:14. The word became flesh and blood and dwells among us to reveal the glory and the grace of the living God. Because if we are called by your name, your Holy Spirit dwells in us. So let's show up and act like it and give us the courage, Lord God, to do just that. Show up and live out what you have called us to do. Anointed and appointed for such a time as this. So I thank you, Almighty God, for comforting these parents. Wiping their tears, having, Lord God, to reconcile with you the loss and the grieving and the future grieving that you are in front of them, you're behind them, you're to their left and to your right. Because in the book of Ephesians, you said that we should know how high, how long, how wide, and whatever the other one is, I can't remember. How deep your love is for us. How deep your love is for these families who lost their loved ones, who lost their land, who lost their businesses. Because because Satan thinks that he can mock you with blood sacrifice, because Jesus' blood is the currency of heaven that covers us and forgives us and sets it straight and gives us life when we are the walking dead without Jesus Christ. So Jesus, thank you for having a love that's everlasting, for being so kind to us when we don't deserve your kindness, your love, your mercy, your hope, your grace, because those are your names. And we seem, for whatever reason, to forget those facts, that is who you are. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rapha. And we need you. We need you to come, wrap your arms around us, deliver us from the lion's den of this evil, wicked regime that seems to think that they can mock you and overthrow you. They're doing the same thing here on earth that they tried to do in heaven, and you kicked them out. Almighty God, start in the United States of America and kick out this evil and these demons. And Lord God, place the blood of Jesus around every border of every state, of every border of this nation, with the fire of God at night and a cloud by day. And Lord God, the man who is called to lead this nation, Almighty God, be with him, anoint him, fill him afresh with the Holy Spirit and the power that he needs to do what you have called him to do on behalf of your children. He's not placed in this position by accident. He was put there by you. You're still in control. Satan is not. So you've been put on notice, Satan. Every weapon formed against us is not going to prosper. It will not produce any more death, because you will reveal it, you will protect it. And we are asking you, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that these demons still have to bow to, that have become flesh and blood and been given a voice, and that you will make things right, and you will make the crooked places straight. And Lord God, that we have a shepherd who leads us beside still waters, who comforts us and prepares a table before our enemies. Your rod and your staff, they're there to guide us. Almighty God, help us to hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit telling us to go left or right or make a U-turn. So thank you, Almighty God, for doing what you do best, and for giving Coach the wisdom to continue the fight, and his wife to stand with him, who is his battle buddy in this fight. And that he still has a voice, Lord God, to call upon your name to do exactly what you have asked him to do, and the courage and the strength to have this happen. Bless them, love all of us who are here today and those who aren't. Because you are a good God who loves to give good gifts. And the gifts that we're asking you, Almighty God, for, the treasures that are in heaven, are your protection. Because your love says it bears all things. And for the love of you, Almighty God, may we start showing up as a family instead of a bunch of bickering little children in a stinking playground throwing sand at each other because I don't like your doctrine and I'm too bad. And we sound like a bunch of little toddlers in a sandbox. Forgive us, Almighty God, for acting like stupid children. Those of us who have walked with you for many decades act like children who drink milk out of a bottle instead of eating a steak dinner. So thank Amen. You, Lord God, that we can ask Amen. You to forgive us. Thank you that we can ask you to forgive us of the sins that we've committed against you by doing nothing, because it still screams louder than any action that we can do. No response is still a response. No action is still an action. And love is what love does. Will we show up and live it? I ask you, Lord God, to make it happen so that we all can be humbled and say, I got nothing. I'm at a loss for words, because Jesus, you get all the glory. Father, you get the glory. You are almighty. And we should not question it. We should continue to contend for this nation, for each other, and sit there and stand back in the glory of the Almighty God. We'll watch your glory show up and show off, because that is who you are. And that we can finally, as a nation, come together, and you will kick out every single person that is used by Satan to cause division, that is separating us from you, because we're so tired of the fight, because we don't show up as a family and fight for one another. So Almighty God, thank you for forgiving us. And I can't wait to see how you show up and show off, because you love us, you bear all things, and you bear this. Jesus went to the cross for it. He bled for it. And thank you, Jesus, that you cried in Gethsemane. This is our Gethsemane. Your blood, your sweat, the salt from your tears have been collected in heaven and are a sweet-smelling aroma before your throne. May they continue to be a sweet-smelling aroma here in the United States, and take this wickedness away from us. We thank you for doing this. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing can separate us from your love. Not flesh and blood, not demons, not principalities, not powers, not Satan himself can separate us from you. Thank you for doing this. Jehovah El Roy, we call upon you. In the mighty, beautiful, sweet name of the man who said, I am his, that called me daughter, called us sons and daughters, and bought us and let us be adopted by you. Thank you that we are no longer going to be a foster care system, Lord God, that doesn't care about our kids, that thinks that we can get the currency of heaven at no cost and just sit back and be on a welfare program of heaven. Almighty God, forgive us that we think you are a welfare system, and that you, the government of heaven, is just to be at our beck and call and do it as we please. You're our dad. You stood up. You said, I am dad. I am your papa. I am your Abba. Don't forget it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Spencer, I just sent you, a video. See, folks, look. We don't look at Almighty God as a warrior. We do not train Christian warriors in our churches. Hang on. We train Christian nursemaids, nose wipers. The reality of it is, in war, there will be casualties. As the old saying, I wasn't in the military, next man up, next man up, next man up. It's our view of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to think that he's okay with the compromise in the church and what we see going on around. Isn't it amazing that the Holy Spirit is represented by water, and it's flooding that's destroying people? The flooding of the Holy, are we going to get the message or not? Go ahead and play this.
Oh,
what it says. Not nursemaids, not nose wipers. Those who oppose evil have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And we've turned our churches into retirement centers, child care centers, blessing centers, without any requirement at all for us to engage in the enemy. Come on in, Dave Allison.
Spencer, could you bring up Proverbs 1:24? Could you? I was going to read from there on down, but what it's going to say is, if you read on this, thanks, Spencer. It says, "Because I have called and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded.
Wow.
But ye have set not all my counsel with none of my reproof." What the word reproof means there is, I've told you who's to blame for all of this. I told you.
Yep.
He says, amen. "I also will laugh at your calamity and will mock when your fear cometh." When your fear cometh and desolation and your destruction cometh as a world, when distress and anguish come upon you. He doesn't say if. He says, when you're to blame, it's going to come. And I'm going to laugh at you. Yeah, I appreciate your prayer, Lorianne. I really do. You know, and part of the thing is, if we don't repent as a country, we do not have the moral ground. When Iran calls us the great Satan, that pretty much describes who we are, our moral ground. We don't have the moral ground here at all.
We don't. And so, we're murdering babies. We're mutilating children.
And I say this, and I serve, you know, we talk about God's love, but really what God, we have to serve God with fear and trembling. I don't come from a self-righteous standpoint here at all, because every day I have to examine myself. And I realize the biggest problem in the world probably is me. And I have to face that fact and deal with it. But yet, as a country, God says, "I stretched out my hand, but no man regarded." And when he takes his hand off, we might want to call it weather manipulation. But I'll tell you what, when God takes his hand off, the enemy has his way. And the only power he has here in this country is what we've given him. And so if you read down through this, it's a very humbling scripture to get a hold of. And we don't like to see God in this manner, but God tells you, this is who I am. And once I take my hand off, I can tell you who's to blame. And that's, people don't want to look at that. Thanks, let me share.
Wow. That's, wow. Vinny.
Yes. You know, there are universal laws that cannot be violated. They can only be blunted by artificial forces. Mm-hmm. One of those is retribution. Sanjay Gupta, back in 2021, stated that the COVID shot was safe and effective. Yet on July 4th, just three days ago, he was saying that he was skeptical of it. isn't that curious, huh? Meanwhile, there's a doctor, Dr. Kirk Moore. He's being prosecuted for not giving the COVID shot. What could be going on, huh? Are they fearing retribution possibly? Because it's coming.
Amen. Proverbs 8:36. Maybe you can do that real quick, Spence, and I'll get you in here, Dale. Unless you just cut somebody out, I apologize. Proverbs 8:36. "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." I had somebody say to me in the last 48, I can't remember exactly who it was, "If God's a God of love, how could he let this happen?" That's where we are. See, we don't fear the Lord. We don't, it's love, 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 love. No fear. No fear of the Lord. Murder babies, no fear. Craig.
Hey, Spencer, can you pull up the link at 7:54 a.m. for the Disney movie, Zombies 4? So let me just read you what our kids are consuming. This goes to Dave's point. You got to ask the Lord, okay, well, wait a minute. It says, after their summer road trip, an unexpected detour, Seabrook's zombie cheerleader, alien sweethearts Zed and Addison inadvertently become camp counselors. Gee, would that be like Camp Mystic? The two opposing monster factions, daywalkers and vampires. As tensions flare between the rival groups, the Seabrook crew must convince Nova, notice the name, a daywalker, and Victor, a vampire, to try to unite their warring worlds to prevent a greater threat that endangers them all. Opens July 10th, 2025 in theaters for our nice young people to consume. Wow. So when you kick God to the side, you're going to replace him with something. And we have replaced them. That's why Gettysburg 2022, or September 26th, was important. Because we said we need to repent. What have we done to our upcoming generations? We've not, your wife broke it down. We have not taught fear and admonition of the Lord to the next generation. And what they've done is they have gone to the occult and they're lusting for it. And you know what God gives you when you really lust for something? He really gives you what you want, but it might not be what you really think it is.
We've lost the fear of the Lord, folks. Dale.
Yeah, amen. Spence, I'm doing NASB Hosea chapter 4. One through six.
Hosea
chapter 4. Remember Hosea. Who was Hosea, coach? Right? He was a fine man before the Lord. And he told, the Lord came to this prophet and said, Hosea, he was during the king Uzziah. He said, Hosea, I want you to marry a prostitute because I'm going to show you, you being the pure prophet of the Lord, what Israel has become to me. They've become the prostitute. He said, listen to the word of the Lord, you sons of Israel, because the Lord has a case against, hey, coach. Is he not our defender? Is he not? It says in John, it says that we have an advocate. He is an attorney, right? And he has a case against us, coach. He has a case against us. That's a pretty scary thing when you're going to go into the court of God, the Father, and the prosecuting attorney is Jesus, and he's got a case against you because the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. For there is no faithfulness, no loyalty, no knowledge of God in the land. There is oath-taking, denial. This is the fruit of denying God. This is the fruit of not being faithful, not being loyal. Here it is. Denial, murder, stealing, adultery, employing violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore, coach, this land, the earthquakes and everything else, it mourns, it groans, and everyone who lives in it languishes, along with the animals of the field, the birds of the sky, and even the fish of the sea are disappearing. They are, coach. Let no one find fault and let no one rebuke, right? You can't judge me. For your people are like those who contend with the priests. So you will stumble by day and the prophets also will stumble with you by night. And I will destroy your mother. Now, does that sound like a loving Jesus? I will destroy your mother. For my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And since you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my priests. And since you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. Boom.
See you tomorrow.
Coach, this,